Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of January, 2022. It's Monday morning. I hope you have a good week this week. You know, Scripture is full of examples of those who could not see anything spiritually with their spiritual eyes, and they could not hear anything with their ears, spiritual ears. And then something happened. They were woke up. And I'm not talking about the kind of woke that we hear in our culture today. They were woke up by the Holy Spirit of God. They were born again. As we find in John 3, Christ told Nicodemus, "You must be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." So we're a part of the real woke up movement if we're born again. Okay. Being born again. The born again believers matter. He found Jacob in a desert land, in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. Even to your old age, I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry you and will deliver you. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Who teacheth like him? Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us for who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Aren't you glad that you're a part of the woke up remnant of God? The truly woke up remnant of God. Been born again by his Spirit. He's given us eternal life. Life is in his Son. And all that the Father has given him will come to him. And all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. We're a part of the truly woke remnant of God. The born again lives matter. Okay. We matter. He loved us with an everlasting love. Our lives matter more than any other people on the face of the earth. The born again lives matter because we were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Sometimes I wonder, how in the world did God bring me out of the absolute garbage I was in? New Age movement. And all the stuff that I had bought into. Well, it was a miracle. It was a miracle of the rebirth. He found me in a waste howling wilderness. like a I was plucked from the fire. He opened mine eyes that I could behold wondrous things out of his law. He has carried me these last, 37, 47, 57, 67. I'm glad to know that God is faithful to his people. I'm glad to know that we don't have to depend upon ourselves. I'm glad to know that we don't have any power to cause ourselves to be born again. No decision, no act of the will, no choice, no good work can cause us to be born again. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. It's not of the will of the flesh or the will of man. Praise God that we've been woke. We're part of the woke remnant of God. Well, we should be rejoicing this morning that we are members of that remnant. God has given us eyes to see and ears to hear. And most importantly, he's given us the gift of eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.